Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, offering complete holiday meals, natural meats, seasonal recipes, and more, with 9 neighborhood locations. More information at pccnaturalmarkets.com/holiday.
Stein, over the last couple of weeks, I've been writing and talking and chatting online about the big piece I did in the cover story of the Seattle Times this week, Still Crazy Good After All These Years. And in it, I'm celebrating restaurants that have been around a long time. They're not the hot new thing, the thing we're all talking about. They're the places that make us want to go back time and again, year after year. I have them. My guess is you have them. So I wanted to ask, is there a place that really rings your bell that's like that, a place you go back all the time?
Well, as you know, I live in Tacoma, so I'm going to mention a couple of Tacoma restaurants. For special occasions, the lovely and talented Cheryl DeGroote and I always love to go to the Primo Grill. It's just where we go for anniversaries and birthdays and so forth. I guess you'd call it Mediterranean-style cuisine. Food is elegant, not tricky, though, and we always love to sit at the bar and watch the cooks at work there. It's always a pleasure, and it has never yet ever been anything but wonderful. The other place we like to go is just a few blocks from where we live, and it's a place we call the Smiling Octopus. It's a Mexican restaurant, and the real name is Vuelva a la Vida. We call it the Smiling Octopus because it's got a big sign of a smiling octopus in a sombrero. I always tell people, you can't miss it. He looks a lot like Tito Puente. So those are the two places we like, especially on Thursday nights for the octopus, because that's chili relleno night.
You know what? Earlier this week, late at night, I stopped by Wild Ginger. That's one of those places that people tend to think, you know, Wild Ginger, it's been around 24 years now from its original incarnation to the one that is downtown. It moved, opened a second place in Bellevue. I love that place. I think it's every bit as fabulous as it was when I went the first time shortly after I moved here 25 years ago. It just has that great service, wonderful food, consistently good food. That's the same terrific dishes I enjoyed a long time ago. I love that. I love knowing I can go in there and it's always going to be consistently good for me. And I think all of us have these places maybe in our neighborhood that we go to. And I think that as much as I love all the great new places that open and the places that somebody opens one restaurant and then a second and then a third, and you know, you can get very excited about that because it makes people talk about it. But what I did with the story was I looked at a half a dozen restaurants, a restaurateurs, Wild Ginger, Rick Yoder, Cafe Juanita's Holly Smith, who's been at it for 13 years now, John Sundstrom at Lark. I love that place on Capitol Hill. He's doing a beautiful job, continues to do that. Cafe Campagna, that's been around, 18 years now. And Daisley Gordon came there to work, and now he owns the joint. You got to love that. Also, the twins who own the Kingfish Cafe on Capitol Hill. That place has been thrilling people with Southern-style food for a real long time. Hajime Sato's Mashiko in West Seattle. A terrific restaurant. That guy's great. He's great fun. And he's just really given it all right there behind a sushi bar.
Listeners and eaters, what are some of your favorite restaurants that fill that kind of bill, that keep you coming back year after year after year? Let us know at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy
Old Reliable
Leeson, I'm Dick. Sometimes shows up on time. Stein.